It's that favorite time of the week. It's mailbag time. Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, answering your questions from Facebook. And the first one comes from Tony Fulco. And Tony wants to know, I think Ryan Mallett is the best available QB the Texans should get, leaving the first pick open for Clowney or even Jake Matthews. What's your opinion on acquiring Ryan Mallett from New England? Well, Ryan Mallett, of course, DP, was drafted in 2011 by the Patriots when Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator there.
Somebody sure likes Patriots here in Houston, huh? I don't know, best available quarterback? I think those are pretty strong words. There's a lot of free agents out there. And another former Patriot that's out there, Matt Castle, is also a backup under Tom Brady. So I don't know if I agree with that, Drew. But
yeah, that's an interesting one. Matt Castle was with the Vikings, just opted out of his deal, and he's going to be a free agent. His best season was in New England in 2008. That's the one that Tom Brady went down game one after Bernard Pollard with the Chiefs knocked him out with a knee injury.
Okay, Jake Regan wants to know, as a British fan and not knowledgeable about the college system, as I get zero coverage in the UK, can somebody please explain who is better, Bridgewater or Johnny Football?
Well, first of all, thanks for chiming in from across the pond. We always love our international guests, but that's what the million-dollar question is right now. Which quarterback is better, and maybe is Blake Bortles from Central Florida a better quarterback than those three? They're going to debate that for the next 3 months. You have the combine coming up where the teams can actually interview these players, and you actually get to see the medical histories and all the measurements, height, weight, et cetera, et cetera. So I can't answer it because I don't know, and I don't think the teams know yet.
And I think they're two very different style quarterbacks, too, so it just depends on what kind of quarterback you want to see in this system. I think if you ask 50 different people, there'll be 50 different opinions and responses on who's better and why. But stay tuned. I think the combine should be interesting and give us another piece of that puzzle, as well as these players' pro days.
And we wrap things up with a fullback question from Brett Nelius. He says the Texans have been known in recent years for utilizing a fullback fairly often. Under the new regime, will Bill O'Brien utilize the fullback in many formations? Who knows, DP? We haven't heard too much from Coach about how the fullback's going to be used.
Brett, are you sure you're not a disgruntled fullback out there? It just seems like a lot of interest in that particular position.
Ooh, nice. Taking shots, sort of. I like it. But you know what, Brett? We're not just taking shots at you. We're going to give you $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. So thanks for sending in those questions, and make sure you send them in next week. Hey, pretty good deal. You ask a fullback question, and
you get $50. Not bad at all. And we get to make fun of him a little bit.
Yeah. Have a good one.